Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you've made plans to join us this Sunday and next Sunday at Living Word Church at 10 a.m. as Pastor Beckford continues this fabulous teaching, Winning the Invisible Battle, Your Path to Victory. So we must first know that there is an invisible battle going on and that there is a path for each and every one of us on to victory. We are already victorious. We're not fighting for a victory. We're fighting from the place of victory. We already have the victory through Christ Jesus. So now we must let his mind be in us. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. The anointed mind, the sharp mind, the aware mind, the vigilant mind.
Yes.
The mind that is in communication with God, that so we're able to receive strategic communication from God so that we're able to see the path of victory that is available to us.
Okay. We started this Monday by looking into the book of Daniel chapter 10. And we'll encourage our listeners to read the entire chapters of Daniel. And in there, we open on Monday by saying in verse 2, where Daniel declared that he was mourning for 3 full weeks and he didn't eat anything. The guy was seeking, focusing for something. And it takes 21 days for him to get that breakthrough. But when we look back over this morning, we're going to look Tuesday morning. Let's look at verse 10 down. We jump into verse 13 and we jump around. But we want you to read the entire Word of God. Okay, so you can get the full understanding. Yes.
Daniel chapter 10, verse 10. Suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel. For from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days. For the vision refers to many days yet to come.
So now we see, winning the what? The invisible battle. Mm-hmm. It's clear. So it's not something that I dreamt up or it sounds good. We take it right out of the Word of God. That Daniel seek an answer from God, and he prayed. And here we know, he says, from the first day that you utter your word was heard. From the first day when you make your request, it was heard. So why didn't you not get it? Mm-hmm. How many of us prayed and never get it? And we say, and hear what we said, Pastor Diane and Pastor Emily. This is all we said. Well, God said no. How do we know God said no?
Yeah.
Here, Daniel didn't just walk away. Because on day one, he didn't get it. Day two, he didn't get what he was asking for. But he stays there, winning the invisible battle. So the answer was not held up in the physical realm. Mm-hmm. The answer was held up in the spiritual realm.
And this is a territorial spirit.
Yeah, come on.
So it said the kings of Persia. So these weren't the physical, natural kings of Persia. These were territorial spirits that were assigned to that region.
Come on.
That were holding it up. And then when Michael comes to help, Michael isn't coming in the flesh to help Daniel.
No.
Michael is coming as an angelic assignment to fight against the kings of Persia. So all this is taking place in the spiritual realm.
Right.
It's not taking place in the natural realm.
So hear what happened there. And as you start to analyze scripture, Diane, you want to hold that there. Because let our listeners see what's going on. Here is Michael coming to break a battle and to have a fight, not with Daniel. The fight now is between the prince of Persia. Now, where's Daniel in this? Daniel is on his down here praying. That's it. Daniel is not up here in this battle. Daniel is down here in the physical, and he's holding his what? His post. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's it. He's holding his post down here. Sometime we need to hold our post. We need to hold the assignment that we got and the persuasion that we have, and not to step out of it. Because he says, if I hold my peace, and let the Lord, what? Fight my battles. Then victory will be mine. And there are some battles I need to hold my peace, hold my position, and allow the Lord to fight it.
Yeah, the Bible says the battle is mine.
Yes.
Says the Lord.
Yes,
definitely.
But I can't run away from my post. Like a soldier, you're supposed to man your post. You can't run away from it. Okay, well, I ain't seen no enemy. No enemy coming. So I'm going to put my rifle down and take a walk.
Never let your guard down.
That's exactly.
And never give up.
Come on.
And never give up.
So when we have to look into it. We can't just walk away because I don't see no enemy. The enemy not coming. So I'm going to just, like you say, Emily, never let your guard down. I'm going to put my rifle down and just go take a break. Because the minute I put my rifle down to take the break is when the enemy appear. Okay.
So as Daniel's continuing to pray now, there's an exchange of strength. Because as we continue to look down in verse 15, it says, when he had spoken such words to me, I turned my face toward the ground and became speechless. And suddenly, one having the likeness of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spoke, saying to him who stood before me, my Lord, because of the vision, my sorrows have overwhelmed me, and I have retained no strength. For how can this servant of my Lord talk with you, my Lord? As for me, no strength remains in me now, nor is any breath left in me. Then again, the one having the likeness of a man touched me and strengthened me. So there's an exchange of strength. So he's showing him his path here to victory. There's an exchange of strength. The spiritual strength now comes when the physical strength is exhausted. The spiritual strength comes and revitalizes him. Then again, the one having the likeness of a man touched me and strengthened me. And he said, O man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be to you. Look at what he's speaking. He's speaking to him. He's calling him greatly beloved. again, he keeps addressing them as beloved. You know, the enemy has a way of pulling and depleting us when we are deceived into thinking that we are not loved by God. When our circumstances are against us, the enemy has a way of coming in and making us feel like God doesn't love us. So the word that he keeps bringing here, you're beloved, you're beloved, beloved, the Lord loves you, beloved, fear not. Peace be to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong. So when he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. Then he said, do you know why I have come to you? And now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, indeed the prince of Greece will come. But I will tell you what is noted in the scripture of truth. No one upholds me against these except Michael, your prince. So he said, I'm going to tell you what's noted in the scripture of truth. The living word that is our lifeline.
Yes.
The word. So these things are taking place in the invisible realm. But when we utilize the word of God, we have access. We find our path to victory, even though it's an invisible battle that's working against us in the physical realm. We have a path through victory using the uncorruptible word of God, using the power of the word of God. We're able to come into the spiritual realm and find our path of victory in the natural.
I was going to say, so when you feel, you say, I can't make it. I just can't do it. I cannot make it. That's the time. You need to eat the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You need to devour it, and you need to become part of your spirit, because you know what? If you don't, you won't make it.
That's right. You won't. But Dan and Emily, look back here, because this just drummed off to me. Because we have sometimes we are so deceived by the craftiness of the enemy. And we still, well, I don't need to go listen to no man. I'm just going to stay on and do it. Here is clearly saying, for him to get strength, there got to be somebody else.
Right. That's good.
For him to get strength, there got to be somebody else. He says, there's a man. He's like the son of man. Let's read that, because that's so powerful. And I don't want somebody to miss that. And we're going to pick that up on Thursday.
Verse 18, then again, the one having the likeness of a man touched me and strengthened me. So he strengthened him with the word. Words of edification, words of encouragement, the word of God. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.